This podcast is made in association with Wave Motion Canon. You can contact us on Twitter at WateryDesho or email us WateryDesho@gmail.com. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like, subscribe, follow, and share. I'm a bad girl. The following podcast is meant to serve as a commentary track for the movie featured in the episode title. To experience this audio as a commentary track, listen for this sound, and then start the movie. Enjoy!
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Pre-show banter.
Whoop whoop.
Got to do some pre-show banter.
Oh, of course we do. Right, okay. I know somewhat of Bouncy Dog by reputation, but not exactly what it is. But this is a trash fire. Let's not kid ourselves. Is that right?
Yep. So, by the way, this is another glorious episode of Mystery Bando Theater.
Dun, dun, dun.
19XX. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to be watching the 1993 classic, Bounty Dog. And I meant to do the Wikipedia to Bounty Dog, but I accidentally clicked on the link to Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm not sure which is worse.
Oh my god.
I'm joking.
No. Like, you're legit correct about that. I'm not either. But the Wikipedia entry for Bounty Dog contains the following information.
Oh boy.
Bounty Dog is a 1994 Japanese original video animation.
Well, that's already wrong then, because it's 1993 on the YouTube, so one of the two is incorrect.
That's it. That's all the Wikipedia has.
Really?
The only one of information that exists.
Wow.
About it. Yes. We have a director, Nageshi Hiroshi, licensed by Manga Entertainment. This film?
Manga Entertainment in the early 90s. From my understanding, their criteria for licensing something is it Japanese? Yes.
Are there copious amounts of gore and or boobage?
Or both, even.
So you got a little more info on the ANN page. Themes. So this is a science fiction story. So I don't know anything about it either. I'm going in blind myself. Here are the themes of the story as stated by ANN. Cyberpunk and tragedy.
Well, is that just how people feel after they watch it, or is that genuinely
a cyberpunk tragedy has occurred?
Oh god.
That objectionable is... content? Significant.
Ooh, nice.
See if I recognize any of the major staff here. The director, he's got... Oh boy.
Oh dear.
Oh boy. So... He's directed such lauded works as Amazing Nurse Nanako, TV, Burn Up W, the OAV. Holy god, he directed Judge. Motherfucker.
I don't know these things, but that's why this is funny.
I mean, at some point we're going to watch Judge for this feature, so you can understand Judge. Is there anything that Tenchi Universe randomly directed that? Bullshit. Second season of that show. Vi Durant, which is an OAV I've never heard of. And Ladius and K.O. Beast. He directed those as well. So, directed plenty of OAVs. Seems like he trades in schlock. Character designer. Trying to see if... So, it's Sano Hirotoshi. Trying to see if they've done any other character design. Seems like they've stuck to key animation. They did the designs for Tekkaman Blade 2. If anyone out there knows... Tekkaman Blade. People like the first one. I don't know if anyone likes the second one. That's it. That's the only other character design role. Other than that, they've just done key animation.
Nice.
So how are you feeling about this?
I feel like I'm trying to disarm a bear trap in that I could do it if I pay enough attention and don't get distracted. But if I mess one point of it up, it's just going to cause me severe injury.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay.
You make it sound like that was not a severe enough analogy.
No. Yes, you're correct. I'm trying to mentally get myself ready for what could be coming down the pike here. Shall I push the button?
Fire the missiles.
Hajime.
The moon, Earth's constant companion. The two planets' fates are inextricably.
Oh, this is the test screening of the people watching this show. What secrets does one keep from the other? Here's the internet review.
That's the slowest typing I've ever seen animated.
Bouncy dog, terrible. It's so yellow!
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed your flight from Earth.
Yeah, it was great!
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Good.
Oh, it's interactive.
City in the third quarter of the lunar afternoon, which is right on schedule.
But it's good morning.
My jaw is on the floor from how bad this voice acting is.
Its neighbors, or will it seek to extract some terrible revenge?
Hey!
Bouncy dog.
There's supposed to be tourists on this trip, so start acting like one.
Yes, that's not actually like a tourist.
Like a serial killer tourist. Just
I mean, I know.
Smile at you without
I'm looking at this image here, and I'm just seeing stuff like I know Microsoft Word was getting more and more minimal as time went by, but this has got nothing.
You're here at last.
Yes, I'm here.
Let me stroke my tattoo fondly. I'm very proud of this work.
He's whispering to us deeply. Bounty dog. The music.
Why is this anime so yellow? Did someone dip it in vinegar?
It's really fucking yellow.
Has this anime been deep fried? I'm not sure.
We love sepia tone things. I'm super into this song though.
It has a lunar catapult. Who's been stealing notes from the Arthur C. Clarke playbook? Fess up!
Really good J-pop.
They spent 11 days and 11 hours in baggage claim.
Oh, the animation. J film. Yeah, who else worked on this piece of garbage? Like, what studio put this out? We discussed the principles involved, but
my god, it's a color other than yellow.
It's done simply by a studio simply called Animate Film. Produced by Starchild Records.
Ladies,
yes, they produce anything.
Constans Luna Development Corporation welcomes you to the surface of the planet, which now has a breathable atmosphere.
Look at that crater! I've never seen anything so.
Does she do that everywhere
good
she
Lord.
Goes? My god, look at that bank!
Look at this McDonald's! I've never seen anything like it!
Thank you for coming.
Is the atmospheric change also the thing that's caused the place to look yellow?
No, not again.
It's so yellow. It's It's like the film has been sitting out in a smoker's home for 2 years.
Deep fried.
We at the Constance Corporation are looking into every possible form of commercial development. We're currently expanding lunar tourism and our mining interests continue.
The hair.
Well.
Yes, but do you plan to exploit the moon's military potential?
You already know the answer to that question.
Oh my god.
Constance was the first signatory of the 14 Corporation Treaty.
It's a beautiful
on
mullet.
Militarization of space.
Action hero, an 80s action hero anime mullet.
The Earth's atmosphere.
Yes, of course. I shouldn't have asked you that.
It's so old! I can't believe something as basic as that could ever get to the moon.
Oh, yes, dear. When I was a little girl, the Saturn V was the only thing that could get here.
Wow, technology has really improved since then. And
too bad about the display.
Gentlemen, we have the first Apollo rocket which brought men to the moon.
Wow. We don't have Apollo 13, though, for obvious reasons. No one wants to talk about that.
As you can see, our corporation operates a policy of total openness. Anyone can come to our offices, as indeed you've done yourself, and have a look at our operations here. We've nothing to hide.
Which is why I have a security card scanner.
Our central systems room. From here, we control every aspect of life on the lunar surface, right down to the climate and weather.
Do you mind? We can't unfortunately change the hue or the saturation. It's kind of stuck on yellow. Oh, is this part of the tour?
What the hell?
Now what's happening?
Fire, sir. Fire? Where?
Museum square.
Fire. Da-da-da.
The sprinkler system is cut in. The fire seems to be dying down already.
Excellent. But how could it have started?
I don't know, sir.
And the visitors?
They've been evacuated to Area 5. They'll be quite safe.
I still don't understand it. There's nothing in Museum Square that could start a fire. I want you to get the health and safety inspectors in there to find the cause.
Yes, sir. I'll call them.
And I remember Clinton. I'm 87, you know.
Really? How fascinating. Now, if you could just cast your mind back 5 minutes to the fire. You can't trust these things, I tell you.
I wonder if, like... Oh, it's another color.
There were naked women in this color.
The future. More the future.
So now we're basically watching a faded let's play of hit the game Haze.
Sit back and enjoy the view.
Look at where you could be.
This is the Earth as you've never seen her before.
In yellow.
Hi, Kay, it's me, Yoshiyuki. So, how are you getting on?
Not so bad. The manslave still needs some work, but it's okay.
The manslave? Whoa. We call it the GIMP, right? Let's get it straight.
We'll be back before the end of the fifth.
Oh. Is this hand robotic?
I genuinely do not know.
Does he just have exposed bone knuckles?
Edgy.
And some fancy hieroglyphics?
It's tribal.
It was what all the cool kids were doing in the 90s. Tribal tattoos.
Yep. This isn't my glass, but I'll drink it anyway.
It's also a fucking huge glass of alcohol. If it's not just beer.
Huh? A woman?
A woman?
With an earring?
A blinding
an earring that's not yellow.
It's the giver. This is the anime giver.
Oh, he's having flashbacks to Dog Soldier.
He's seen color now. He's seen color. That was a great scared sound.
I've ruined your tribal tattoo. Enjoy.
Who are you?
No, that's way too much for a tequila. That's way, way too much.
The unluckiest woman in the world.
Represents an age.
And it's been You're not the Prince of Persia.
I've been waiting all this time.
She just poured a pile of salt on the table and said, "These are the sands of time."
But at last you have come and found me.
Yeah, that's my reaction too.
Holy shit.
You remembered what I once told you, didn't you? That I'd wait for you here on the moon.
At this very bar. I even left you a calling card.
Enough of this rubbish. Tell me who you are. Oh, is everything all right, miss?
Is this man? I thought you were speaking to the guy then for a second.
Look, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I know he just broke a glass, but is everything okay?
Meanwhile, in an alternative at Mass Effect 3 ending.
We haven't been able to make any sense of the sleeper's data.
So you don't know what it is?
No, sir, not yet.
It's crucial you do. If we don't suppress the sleeper's activity, the outlook is...
I mean, they might wake up. That would be terrible.
We are having some success containing the sleeper with a magnetic shield. However, the sleeper's output is continually increasing all the time.
How much longer will the shield hold?
Well, I don't know for sure, but at a guess, I'd say maybe a week.
In that case, you better pull your finger out double quick and get some answers as to what that thing's up to.
It's sleeping. It's called the sleeper. The Hill 10.
Okay.
Wow. Not the Hill Ton, the Hill 10. not to be confused with its, you know, much lower budgeted chain of hotels, the Hill Con.
Amazing. Hey. Scary look on my face.
Damn. I am so let down.
Oh, I'm mad.
Who the hell is
she? I am so angry.
Hurry up, dammit.
Yes, hurry up, dammit. Rah.
Oh.
She can't be Yayoi. Yayoi died over 5
No, she can't be Yaoi.
Is your name Yayoi? Answer me.
What? No, you are.
What the fuck is happening?
My name's not Yayoi, it's Inez.
Inez?
I had no plan when I came out here.
Get away from her!
What? What? They just shot her! What?
You're under arrest. Now tell us who you are and what
you shot a woman and
yeah,
I'm under arrest?
Yeah, guy. What do you think you're doing?
Come on, mister, let's see some ID.
I'll slowly run over to you.
Ah, I got turned into a pink cushion. I didn't want to go this way.
Hey, fuck you.
Ah, jeez, dying on the moon's real hard. Wait, hold on. Why have those rather than regular bullets? Like, what's the point? They're not darts.
The tribal tattoo is red now. Some, like, Akira music happening.
Damn, Yoshiyuki. How can he go missing at a time like this?
He stole my umbrella, the bitch!
Who is this person, by the way?
I have no idea.
What is happening?
I am dead, but I am legend, and I live on.
Yes! What the hell is happening, man? Who is she?
Gagarin.
Nothing.
Okay, well, I'll keep looking around here.
Not Gagarin, Gagarin, the real guy who went in space.
You'll have to leave now, sir. I am closing the station.
All right.
All right.
I'll be off then.
Wong.
The moon is made of cheese. That's why it's so yellow.
Who's that?
Oh, I didn't mean to be out here this late. Oh.
I just love cheese.
See if he's over there.
Those run sound effects were terrible.
Poison tip darts. If one of those breaks the skin anywhere on the body, you're done.
Just shoot them with regular bullets. Why the elaborate poison dart nonsense?
It's just a fucking javelin gun.
Oh. Now we're in Mass Effect ending 3. Mass Effect 3 ending number 2. Stop weeping into my boobs!
I'll be
for you on the moon.
Was their mouth not, your mouth was not moving.
Little did he know I was just shitting with him.
It wasn't moving.
God, he really is weeping into her boobs.
Destroy me. You are the chosen one. You must come with me.
What do you mean? Who are you?
I am Innes, but I am Legion. Only when the Dark Legion is dead will mankind be safe. Now we have to hurry. We don't have much time. Only you are capable of killing darkness.
Is she supposed to be a robot?
She's remembering that she's reading lines from the script.
Please help me, Yoshiyuki. I need you. Help me. No, I won't listen to you. You're evil. I cannot allow you to harm mankind. There are.
And now this is the voice actress's discussion with her agent when being asked to do this.
Yeah. Just... Yes, psychotic breakdown or meeting with the writer taped?
Both. Oh.
She disappeared.
Meanwhile, in Big Ben 2, on the moon. It was so nice we made it twice.
Tell me, Yayoi, why did you have to leave?
Because she died. Question answered. Like, dead people tend to go away, you know. I couldn't just buy you a ticket.
The moon has two faces. Mankind has only ever seen the bright side shining down upon them. But there is
I've been listening to a lot of Pink Floyd.
Yes, exactly.
The dark side of the moon.
Yep, there you go.
The hit 70s record. I'll put it on now.
Hotel Joy.
Well, look who's here.
I just let the shower on for no reason.
Oh, here we go. Not surprising.
Yeah.
How dare you go wandering off? We've got a job to do here, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell.
Let's get on with the briefing. Our clients want us to investigate the Luna activities of the Constance Corporation. In recent months, there have been unusually high levels of electromagnetic activity on the moon, and our clients suspect Constance may be in the process of developing some kind of new weapon. Our job is to infiltrate their development center and find out if there is a new weapon, and if so, what the hell it is.
We'll pose as giant killer moon bunnies.
I've specially adapted the truck to carry the manslave.
Whoa.
What is this manslave?
They're not interested in that kind of party. R&D department. You know, it's a corporate meeting, not an orgy.
Slave be ready in time?
Yes, I think so. I've only got a few minor adjustments left to do.
I've got to tighten his ball gag.
Right. The Bounty Dog Investigation Unit will commence this mission at the 0 second of the first quarter. Good luck.
Metal Gear Solid music starts playing. Oh, this is pretty decent, though.
The music so far has been alright.
You're clear to go.
Thanks, I'll see you around.
See you on the way back.
Hey.
Oh, you're so dead.
See you on the way back.
You're so dead.
Big boy.
Oh, how would I know she was gonna kill me? What the hell?
Taped a security patrol yesterday. I think you should see it.
It's Inez.
Sorry, I put the wrong tape in the machine.
You pleb.
Okay. What did you see?
imagine how embarrassing that would have been if he'd have put something else in there, like his holiday snaps or his private porno videos. I filmed myself having sex with this lady, but I didn't mean to put it on the TV. Sorry.
Yoshiyuki, don't even think about going off on your own again. Our ETA
are they
is
cops?
17 minutes.
Yoshiyuki, I'll cut off your monitor and get 5 minutes.
Pinky promise! Pinky promise!
Pinky's out for Harambe. But so she's the girl, the lady yelling at him is also the lady that was screaming about stuff on the plane. Is that accurate?
I don't know. No, you're right, actually. She was overdoing it to pretend to be a tourist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which is exactly a way to get noticed.
Good job. Let's go.
You can't just be normal, you know. You can't be in the middle. I want release now!
Nope. Is the aircraft gonna be shaped like the Bounty Dog logo? I feel like I'm in like a Raiden or Gradius level with this music.
I feel like I'm on Spice watching this.
You're going to make the best mecha franchise of all time. Yoshiyuki is the name of the director of Gundam. It's the first name.
He's blown our cover for sure.
Look, he's coming back now.
And he's got about 11 billion cops on him.
We'll have to abort the mission. This place will be crawling with creeps in a minute.
Creeps?
Yoshiyuki's been acting weird from the start of this mission. My responsibility for bringing him.
But I will claim responsibility for bringing this amazing slap bass.
Right.
I'm gonna download him a lot of shit.
I'm gonna get him a couple of copies of Twilight.
Wait a minute. What does that even mean?
All of the Maze Runner films, you know, the Pitch Perfect films,
Jurassic
Magic Mike.
3,
I'm gonna get him
Blu-ray
all
rip.
The shitty movies, and he's gonna watch the fucking lot of them.
I'm gonna put them on his tablet, and he's gonna like it. The Linkin Park discography, downloading it. Putting it on his phone.
My Chemical Romance.
Fuck you. Oh my god.
Well, this is the worst Let's Play of Wipeout I've ever seen.
Okay, they survived the crash, first of all. Second of all, why did they not show the badass jump? It, like, approached, and then they just showed it landing.
I don't
right?
know, man.
And the truck crash was pathetic.
Target 1 managed to break through our first roadblock.
Yeah, so what's the manslave again?
Understood. No idea.
Stello
unit.
What the fuck is happening? Okay, kind of cool robot bugs. I'm into this.
I can't shake them off.
Nope. Oh well.
All right. What a lame ass crash.
Situation with Target 1.
Target 1 is attempting to escape down the monorail track. It's moving towards the residential block. All units move to...
This is not a private communication. I'm telling you this over a megaphone. Into a walkie-talkie.
We're very cheap.
Target 1 has now entered the residential area.
Call up reinforcements. It mustn't escape.
Units 9 and 11 block
Units 10, go take a break. You've earned it.
Oh my god! It's... Was it Crust the old anime fan there? I feel like it was him or a relative of his watching this glorious classic, Bounty Dog.
Try not to move.
Why can't I see anything but yellow?
She's awakening. She's going to take me back soon. Shiyuki, you must go to Gallius and kill her.
Why am I wearing a washcloth under this bracelet?
She is the dark side of the moon.
Oh, that's just a sleeve.
You mustn't leave it until she wakes up.
And Those Who Inherit the Planet theme starts playing right about here, and we're good.
You up there! We have you surrounded. Resistance is futile. We already have your accomplices.
Oh god, the Borg are in charge! Holy shit!
So they've got the others.
Yes, Shiyuki.
What is it?
I want you to promise me something. Promise me that you'll go to Gallius.
Well, I've got to, otherwise there's no plot to follow.
Whoa.
Cowboy Bebop falling music. Air this water, bear this, wherever it goes. We've all heard it.
The green bird.
Yep.
By the way, that Oh God No was like some Chris Redfield Resident Evil 1 shit.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Please don't go.
They're not responding to the warning shot, sir.
All right, we'll have to take them by force. Unit commanders, I want you to seal the area and then we'll close the net on them. They must not be allowed to escape.
Yes, sir.
No one watched the target. Let's all look at each other.
This is why we're not going to let them escape, so we're going to give them plenty of time to escape. Oh god, they're escaping. Who would have thought?
Wait a minute. That is a straight up wipeout car.
This is my flamethrower now.
How is it not dead?
Wow. Fast and Furious 10 really does go into space.
They're still trying to escape. Shall we open fire?
No. They're not going to get away now. Only fire if they start shooting.
I wonder what might happen next. Oh dear.
Red electricity. Entirely too many missiles being fired.
I never liked the office building anyway.
Holy shit, stop firing the missiles. How many missiles are possibly loaded into these things?
I just want one more to be fired then at the very end after like a minute pause.
This had better be important.
Well, sir, the sleeper is beginning to show signs that it's regaining consciousness.
It's doing what?
Well, sir, it's just released an enormous burst of energy. As you know, we've been...
Oh, don't say that! Every time I hear that phrase! Every time! As you know... Fuck.
It's an alien life form. How it thinks, what it wants, we've no way of predicting.
Is there anything we can do to control it?
No, sir. We've tried everything. Once the sleeper wakes, we'd be at its mercy.
Whoa. He dead.
Unfortunately.
Oh my god. That was incredible.
Oh, let's have some credits.
What you got for an ending theme, Bounty? Naked people.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. He just literally touched her on the back of the head and she fell over. I turned her off.
It's like she was a mannequin. What is this, like a preview?
This must be a preview of the next episode, but for some reason without, it has no audio.
Without voices?
I don't think they would
without
help.
Without any sound?
They wouldn't help. They really would not help, Doc. Like,
oh boy. All right. The second and final episode.
Oh, thank God for that.
So tell me, Yoshiyuki, how did you come to lose your arm?
I stuck it up a vending machine to try and get a Kit Kat.
It happened when Yayoi died. A falling sheet of glass cut it right off.
The artificial. No one can tell. It's not a real hand. It looks exactly like a hand should look.
Consciousness after the accident. When I came around, it was there, fitted. I didn't notice it at first. It was just like my own arm.
It's got the Azure Grimoire in it. He's gonna be ragged with the Blood Edge.
Is that you?
Oh my god.
Yoshiyuki. Yoshiyuki, you must listen to me. The arm has been given to you for a purpose. You will have to use it to destroy me.
Yayoi, I don't understand.
You will in time. Now please wake up. You're in danger. Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Now he must die.
Well, this is going to be a very short show.
Twin evil robots show up and say, now you must die. Necessary ingredients to good sci-fi anime.
Have you seen my clothes? Oh, dead.
Well, okay.
That's karma, right? You shouldn't have pushed a girl over.
His arm just ripped itself off and flew away.
He was disgusted.
Just his right hand. Make sure he is the one we must destroy.
I'm gonna sniff some cocaine off his back of his hand.
Exactly.
Why is this necessary? And who are you? Why do you look exactly the same as Yayoi?
You had to lose your arm to fulfill your destiny. Yayoi is the side of.
We basically want to stop you being a jerk off.
I am part of her.
Naked dialogue.
Only those who do not masturbate can be, you know, destined.
Yes. For millennia, the moon has been at peace with the earth. But when darkness awakes, all that will change.
The final boss of this anime is Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
Wait a minute. What did she say?
I don't know, and I don't think it matters.
The moon needs to stop. Suppressed me for too long.
But now you are weak. You need to enlist a mere human to fight me. The shadow of darkness will engulf the moon, and then the earth will be mine.
And I have a really bad hangover. You have no idea how angry I am.
My body may be gone, but through Innis and Yoshiyuki, I will resist you.
I have 1,000 Innises. I am one, but I am legion, and I alone shall reign supreme.
Me too. I also have 1,000 Innises. Revealing that for the first time on the podcast. Time to play your favorite treasure video game.
Great laser show.
Yeah, why is this called Bounty Dog? Any guesses?
Random word generator?
Is there a volcanic eruption happening? Right now?
Nah, someone had the microwave on for too long again.
Alright, Shadon, explain the plot of this movie to me.
Okay, so the plot of Bounty Dog so far is...
There's a dark side of the moon and a light side. There's some robot clones of a person called Innis. Some bad police... And when I say bad, please, I mean
important plot-related stuff
jobs.
Happening in one half of the screen.
Everything's yellow.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's what I got so far.
I have nothing.
And his sister is dead and trying to help him from the ghost world. Mr. J Film, can you help me understand? Can't believe JC staff helped on this. Those poor.
Oh, goddammit, JC.
Poor people. It's almost King of Fighters-esque, the music.
Mm-hmm.
Attention! Attention! All personnel in prisoners must be moved ready for evacuation by the end of the first Luna quarter.
They just didn't bother getting a different voice actor. That's the same person who's doing the other lady. They just call it a spacesuit.
Two girls doing in here. Christ, you're gonna kill him!
We're not gonna kill him, bye-bye!
Let's fire this automatic weapon in an enclosed hospital space.
In, you know, the moon, where it's exactly historically sealed.
Sir, I got it on the monitor. Shall we send reinforcements?
No. The evacuation must have priority.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir, A-Block's oxygen has fallen by 20%.
Okay, we'll shut it down in 10 minutes.
I'll start the countdown.
I get the feeling this movie's, like, defeating your will to live, Shadon.
Listen, Shoko, I feel like I'm watching Doom fanfic. I had a dream. It's just set on the moon rather than Mars.
Well, now there's a coincidence. Gonstans have been questioning me about her. They seem to think she's got something to do with the historical remains they've discovered up at Gallias.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Dark Force from Fantasy Star. Let's go.
The unusual electromagnetic activity is generated from Gallias.
And they don't know what they're
doing. Gallias just don't turn off their speakers at night. They're always causing noise disturbance. Gotta be worried.
Anyway, I'd better go and find Kay.
He'll be okay. Now get away yourself.
No, it's my duty to look after my troops.
Such passion.
I'm going to be useful, unlike you.
It's fine, you don't try to resist.
Because you'll be crap at it.
No, don't go. Save yourself. No, I will save my troops.
My hand aches for vengeance. Do you have any other children?
There were others, but I'm the only survivor.
Naked time dialogue.
Killed the others back. Just as they have Yayoi. Now they will try to kill me. Be on your guard. You are a threat to Darkness and her children, and they will try to murder
Darkness
you.
And children? Kill all children!
Children of Darkness.
Inez, you are Inez, aren't you?
No.
Darkness sent you.
Darkness calls. I'm going to beat some women who are much smaller than me.
I don't want
to
hurt you.
To be fair, he's being fairly nice, so I'll allow it.
Sure, we're the ones responsible for murdering Yayoi.
What's that? Murdering what?
You killed Yayoi?
Yeah, he has to ask twice because there was a pause in the speech. Then she deliberately paused.
You've been deceived. To them, they're lying. I had nothing to do with the death of Yayoi.
The death of me at this rate, this is just intolerable.
God.
Oh boy.
The sound effects are horrendous. It's like the punch sound effect is like someone hitting a drum. Just like a snare drone, just boom.
Yeah. Did the Foley guy headbutt like, you know, a salad bowl or something?
So let's get the hell out of here.
Told you I'd be more useful than you. Also, I didn't shoot you for no reason, you know.
God, this is so bad.
What do we do?
We have to prevent it from reactivating itself.
We just leave. What the f- what? 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 What is this?
What is happening?
Sir, it's broken through the first shield. Our weapons didn't even scratch it.
Oh, I know what this is. They're doing a retelling of one of the Evangelion episodes. Yeah.
How dare you?
It's when the diamond was drilling through, you know?
I will strike that from the record.
Yayoi kept her drugged.
This is about, like, the hair metal cover band, Darkness. Do you know that band?
What, sorry?
The band, the Darkness.
Oh, just don't even.
So where does Yoshiyuki come in?
He's the only one who can defeat Darkness. His artificial arm will be the instrument of her destruction.
So what if he got... What if someone else had the artificial arm? Like, you know... Then it would be him.
The second shield's been destroyed. Arm the third shield. Prepare for all-out attack. What's going on? Give me a report.
Our TV license has been cut. We didn't pay the bill.
Sir, the alien system has reactivated itself.
Tell Rick Rude what's happening.
Get drunk!
Total evacuation of all personnel back to the Earth.
Never.
Nope.
So the gravity is fucked.
Has been evacuated already. I haven't seen a single other vehicle since we left.
The seismograph shows there's been a lot of subsidence in the moon's crust.
I can see quite a lot of the buildings have suffered structural damage. Hey, if you look on the monitor to our right, there seem to be some fissures in the
Wait,
moon's surface.
What is this? It's a tour guide. And on the left, you'll see the JCPenney's we've got on the moon, the very first. What the fuck? Look at that light
coming from the first Lunar McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Lunar Chrysler.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colonies.
Oh no.
I'll miss the halftime show. That's right, folks. Of all the things that will make a man fight to save the Earth, it's the Super Bowl.
Hey man, I'm just along for the ride.
I really want him at this point to do like a full field run with like a bomb under his arms. And he's got a helmet on. Like fucking Coltrane, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to happen.
I would love that. When this is over, I'm going to the Wikipedia page and I'm going to add the line. So there's just the one line, right, that said it's an OAV from the 90s. And I'm going to put it's yellow as fuck. Because that information needs to be publicly out there.
Yes, and it has the lowest dynamic magnetic field.
Excellent. Any more could interfere with our instruments. Innes, this doesn't look like a natural geological formation.
No shit!
Yes, the moon is in fact a massive artificial observation satellite.
Why is the helmet so big?
Put into the Earth's orbit millions of years ago.
It's oblong.
Observation satellite? You mean to watch the development of life on Earth? That was the original mission. Every 2,000 years, Yayoi would come to the Earth to see how evolution was progressing.
Yayoi, old.
Eventually, all right, single-celled amoeba. Single-celled amoeba. Single-celled amoeba.
Every 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a trilobite.
What are these things? Gills?
They found her while she was with Yoshiyuki. You already know what happened then. And now, Darkness will try to complete her work and destroy the Earth.
Darkness, the darkness.
Yayoi loved humans, darkness hates them. She is the exact opposite of Yayoi in every respect.
Well, great. What next? Man, these alien roads really need some stop signs or something.
What?
They're not particularly safe.
When the terrestrial heat was normal, we lived here.
Well, it sure is way too hot now. It's nearly 60 degrees Celsius.
Is he trying to do, like, a bad European accent?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm just here for the ride. Me Super Bowl. Missing it.
Ines, how do they know we're here?
Darkness is the other half of Yayoi. They're one and the same. So anything that I know, she knows at the same time.
I could have told you this before and then stayed behind because I'm completely ineffectual, but whoopsie!
Okay, what's happening right now? I'm very lost.
Right, so apparently, Darkness knows everything the blonde girl knows. So, basically, by her being there, otherwise I'm just like,
I have a rocket launcher.
Christ, I'm doing it already.
Yeah, well, cut the yabber, you'll...
It's like, what's this pink shift that they're on?
Let me... Wait, you just took your visor open in an unsealed area, and you're not dead. Literally, all of her face should have just disappeared by now. But nope.
Listen, we got company here. They've stumbled into like a hidden Axiom Verge level.
Sounds
like
sounds about right.
Fuck is this? This like organic looking shit.
Ah, yes, the universally accepted military strategy of the donut. Why are you not dead?
They're still on the moon, which is... Isn't it enclosed?
This is not a sealed area, as far as I'm concerned. Wait, wasn't she dead? Wasn't the blonde girl dead? And she's now back in the...
She's Legion. Legion!
Nice one. Play of the game.
I need some more ammunition.
To load my firearm.
Hi, guys! Can I just say that the person who designed that girl had a real hate boner for her? She's the only one who's died in this show repeatedly?
Yeah.
Come on, let's haul ass. We haven't got much time.
Come on, let's haul ass.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. It's the machine gun that sounds like a car engine.
Like a small lawn care utility thing.
Does the machine gun also have nitrous?
Listen, you'll have to go on alone. We can't move. This guy's got us pinned down. No argument. We'll deal with this ourselves.
Yeah.
You have to carry on and find darkness.
The Super Bowl.
That won't be difficult.
He's been shot. He's just fucking there.
No, I won't see the Super Bowl.
Yoshiyuki, that's an order.
I'm not sure if he's firing a machine gun or a fly blower.
The kick on that gun.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you think a robot would have a powerful grip.
Nah. Lowest bidder. Why is my TV not working? I tuned this thing five
times. Turn on the game, man, and catch the end.
Did someone cancel my Netflix again?
Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Ah, the giant nipple. It's the pacifier that goes on the end of a milk bowl. Moon milk.
This is where we milk the moon.
Bye.
Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Oh god,
did
we really
just
are.
Disappear.
And now
oh, no,
she's
okay.
Back.
That was just it was just the animation.
Huh?
It was just like we used to be here and we've moved. Yeah,
she's
hey,
called
thanks.
Darkness! I wasn't expecting her to, like, you know, be handing out, you know, Girl Scout cookies. It's a hologram.
I was gonna say, she brought a knife to a gunfight, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, she's got Sub-Zero, I'm sorry, Scorpion teleportation. Get over here. Ah, why'd I lead in first? What?
Which one's the good one?
You okay. Traitorous bitch!
Okay, it worked, so the gun works now. It's... why?
Ines, speak to me! Ines, are you alright?
God... Speak to me, please.
I'm sorry, Yoshiyuki.
I can't tell you if I'm going to come back or not. I don't know.
My blood will get you through.
He did finish off the bad lady by hitting her with one of the other ladies.
Do you like the taste of my blood? Is it a bit salty?
Said that you would come back to
Black? Back to Black? Was that the AC/DC reference? Back to the start? Back to the future?
Yoshiyuki, you must enter Darkness's life support.
We don't know.
Oh, Darkness is life support chamber, so we just need to flick the light switch on. Great, easy peasy. But what if they've not paid their electricity bill?
Once inside, you must destroy
da da da. Darkness will reign forever.
Use your artificial arm to disconnect her life support system.
Blood cells. A shot of blood cells zooming by the camera.
We paid good money for this animation. And we're gonna use it.
Yoshiyuki Otomo, you come a long way to meet
I'm a face. Lying here.
Could you put my sleep mask back on? It's really annoying.
Why not stay and live with me here?
This bed's pretty comfy.
I'm also naked.
You already love me.
What?
You adored Yayoi, and Ines stole your heart.
Did they?
They were only
what?
Parts of me. The weak parts I found necessary to dispose of. If you could love them, you can love me. Above you. You see, I carry their genetic code. I am them.
Wait a minute.
So you already love
that's
stay with
the
me.
Symbol on his hand.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun.
What if he just left without saying anything?
No.
Not my DNA.
I just wanted to sleep in comfort. Do you have no idea how much this hotel costs per night?
Oh. Blood vomit.
What you're doing, Yoshiyuki. You're not just killing me. You're murdering Yayoi and Ines. They still live through me. You're killing the ones you love.
We always do, don't we?
You're destroying their genetic code.
Some Final Fantasy Tactics stage music. Love me. I have the same DNA as them.
She was not crossing her arms before, I'm sure of that.
What? No.
Got your leg. Got your leg.
Stop this.
Tuck me in. Read me a bedtime story.
Ah. I'm not gonna talk. I'm just gonna growl incoherently. And that looks so lovely. She's cracked open like...
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba Fatality.
The music is so fucking amazing.
It deserves so much better than this.
Do 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 do. My clouds.
I'm pulling out these anal beads here. That was painful, to be honest.
Return to the world.
Apply all Photoshop filters.
No! Still yellow!
Oh man, the giant space nipple's frozen now.
That's a shame. Oh, no more space milk.
Oh.
Moon milk has dried up.
No. Not like this.
You'll have to find yourself another space udder.
And now it's orange. Gain all the colors in.
The moon, Earth's ancient satellite. For generations, mankind has wondered what secrets it might hold. Our curiosity took us there, searching, probing.
Oh, I'll never see the Super Bowl like this.
Perhaps some secrets are better left untold. Still, some mysteries remain. Who are Yayoi, Inez, and Darkness? The moon is an artificial
satellite. There's a fucking satellite, so truckload of mysteries that I have about
what
this film.
What planet and what far-flung galaxy was their home? Perhaps their genetic code.
Will I ever get a new arm to jerk off with?
It's important.
Don't look so glum, Yoshiyuki. Once again, we've been able to successfully complete our mission. We discovered Constans weren't developing a new weapon, so our client will be happy, right, Kai?
Yeah, I guess, but...
But what?
Well, you know...
But I have no pants. Wait, no, I do have pants on.
It would have been easier if Constans had been developing a weapon. At least we wouldn't have had to destroy it ourselves.
These guys are in public and discussing, like, you know, military stuff. Probably not the best idea.
I know! What are they doing?
I couldn't save you. I saved you in death.
Oh, shut up! No, right, fuck this show! That line! That fucking line! No! No! Fuck you, Bounty Dog! Fuck you and the fucking horse you rode in on! You unrelenting piece of shit! Fuck! No! No!
Oh, it said 1994, so the
YouTube
was wrong. Who
the fuck wrote that line? I wanna find them! Oh,
whoever, I'm gonna find out right now who the ADR director for this was. Because they deserve.
I couldn't save you in life, but I saved you in death. Ah, oh, fuck!
Oh. Okay. Oh my god. This is a Michael Bakewell production.
I'm so angry.
He's the dubbing director. And guess how many voice actors this thing has in it?
Two?
Four!
Yeah.
In this whole goddamn movie.
It was recorded in a broom closet. Oh my god.
At least that's all that's listed. Oh my god.
Yeah, to be fair, if there were more, I'm not surprised, because I'd be too embarrassed to put my name on this piece of shit.
Yeah, you were right about that.
Oh my god. Bounty dog shit. Cancel it! It's replaying! No! No! Don't! Good god.
Wow. Shall we give a bit of post-mortem here?
Can you give post-mortem to something that was never technically alive?
So I feel like you said unrelenting piece of shit. I feel like that is absolutely the way to describe this film.
Oh, it is unrelenting
in its awfulness. It will not let up.
I don't know what it was about. I don't know why it was about.
What happened? What occurred in this movie? Why? Like, what did they accomplish at the end of the day? What were they doing? I don't understand any of it. The moon was involved, and yellow, and evil clones. Again, I don't have much more in the way of summary than I had halfway through this thing.
I'm so lost. Like, I'm going to say this right. The writing was completely all over the shop, which is fairly standard, but why was it yellow? That's the thing that I'm most confused about. Because I can understand, like, a writer having no clue what he's doing. I can understand bad translation. But the colour palette was deliberate. Very deliberate. Like, you can't not forget. Like, when you learn to write, you can, like, mess things up. You can, like, have no idea what you're doing. But when you learn to draw, even as a kid, you know there is more than one colour. Why? Why was it? Why?
It was bizarre. What a bizarre directorial choice. And some of the animation was just, like, bizarre. There were parts that were, like, over-animated, but that, like, took way longer than a thing, like, would take. Like, a truck crashing into the tanks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they gave it a lot of frames, but it just looked weird and slow. Like, slowly sort of elaborately crashing and then just kind of falling over. And there were several scenes like that that just really took me out of it and threw me off. I don't think anything can make this good, but, like, the English voice acting did it no favors. Like, it actively made it just horrific and amazing.
No, I'm gonna pitch myself a challenge here. I'm gonna rewrite it right now to make it decent. I'm gonna rewrite the dub. I'm just gonna basically make it very simple and very clear. Okay, we've gone to the moon because there's a perpetual force of evil in the universe, right? And it manifests itself every so often. We know this. No one wants to do anything about it. We've been asked to solve it. Turns out, lead character's sister is, been possessed and cloned. Like, make it all more clear. It won't be good, but it'll be clear. It'll be understandable.
It was foggy as hell, man.
Yeah. Like, this would have been forgettable, but this is just like... It's like it's drunk. It's like trying to hold a conversation
with
someone.
It really
is. It's like trying to hold a conversation with someone who's had, like, a bottle of whiskey. And is then proceeding to drink a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 while talking to you. And I was watching this show
And I was thinking if we went to the moon, it would be great. And did I just piss my pants? I don't know. Like, fuck's sake, come on.
Just slowly talking and then talking about these other things. No, I feel like nothing was adequately explained.
You know nothing. What I also have to say, like Red Anime was big in the early 90s. I understand that like a lot of it was all about the ultraviolence and stuff. But this was violent, but not ultraviolent, really, in my opinion.
No.
There wasn't
no.
enough gore in it to satisfy the ultraviolence fans. And I have to also say, like, there was no one was really killed in any graphic way except for the same girl over and over, and I suppose Darkness at the end, but if that really counts.
Something rather wrong about that. The fact that, like, you know, most of the time the blood was, like, yellow or green, just kind of, like, I'm no advocate of ultraviolence, but, like, if that's what you were coming for, you want to see red blood, right? I mean, that's the idea, and this toned all that down, except for when his arm got forcibly ripped itself off in the dream world.
Yeah, that was... But that came across as a strange, like, and there was no after effect. Like, if he still had his arm, he wouldn't have been able to present any different, but I think, like...
He just was held a conversation afterwards.
No, my arm. Oh, no.
Anyway, let's talk about you, naked lady.
You know what, right? There are nipples in this, and boobs, but they're not provocative. They're just there. So that, again, like, falls into the odd kind of uncanny valley, because... I'm not clear on, like, if there's meant to be an artistic merit in them being naked, like, you know, like Adam and Eve symbology or whatever. But there's also nothing provocative or erotic about it, so...
Yeah.
It accomplishes nothing?
I would also argue there were plenty of nipples, but not much in the way of boobs.
But there were plenty of dicks in the show. There were plenty of dicks.
Yes.
I want to go to the Super Bowl.
What a weird side character.
So
bizarre.
I'm willing to bet you $20 that in the original Japanese, the Super Bowl was not mentioned, and it's just an American idiom.
But was it the World Cup? Or the Japanese World Series?
Comiket.
Comiket, yes.
That's what my guess is.
Is this the worst one we've seen yet? If you had to rank Dog Soldier, Crystal Triangle, and this.
Dog Soldier was comic bad. Like, they were still amusing. Like, and Crystal Triangle was just a baffling... No, I'm... Alright, I'm going to rank them from best to worst. Dog Soldier.
Okay. Clearly,
And then Crystal Triangle. I'll tell you
why.
I'll tell you why. And it's for one simple reason. It's for one simple reason, Doc. And it makes sense. This is shorter than Crystal Triangle.
Is it?
Crystal Triangle was a full... Crystal Triangle was 90 minutes, wasn't it?
Oh my god.
I'm fairly certain it was 90 minutes. And if it wasn't, it was still definitely shorter than... longer than Bounty...
Was, but was it... Bounty Dog?
Dog Bounty Soldier, whatever the fuck it's called.
What? So... Was... I've forgotten so much about Crystal Triangle. You know what I mean?
Maybe that means it's not as bad as this, but like... You've got this fresh in your mind now, so you're a bit biased.
Yeah, I'm skewed. Certainly Dog Soldier is better than this.
Oh, that's without a doubt.
Unequivocally superior. Well, I think... I'm not sure there's much more we can say.
Don't watch this.
Avoid this.
Yeah. Pretend the 90s didn't exist. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. There's plenty of decent and great things that came out in the 90s. Just... Okay, alright, no. If I have anything to say before I sign off, I've got one final thing.
Okay.
Which is, would-be anime creators of 2017, okay, and beyond. I mean, your Sayo Yamamoto's, you know, all the cool people making great anime out there, say, and even the people who are not making so great anime... I have one piece of advice on how you can make sure your anime will not go and end up badly, which is don't piss on it. Don't drop your cells of your anime in the toilet and then accidentally piss on it. That will do you a world of favors. Can you imagine Yuri on Ice in the piss filter? And I leave you all with that thought on this very fine Friday evening.
You, Shadon. I'm the Subtle Doctor. And we can't save you in life. we'll save you in death.
I quit. We're done. You don't quote that line.